The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we will get details on EB's wild weekend.
So we'll do that on
7:20. But right now, it's time to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use our promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Love Don't Sleep and love Crop Metcalf. Mm-hmm. They've come up so big, and they are out there today. I had my brother Matt out there. My mom's currently staying with us. I'll tell you the whole thing next, but yep. My mom's currently with us. My brother Matt was kind of the general contractor on Saturday.
Yeah.
Now my brother Chad will be dealing with him today. So there's a lot going on, but I'll give you all that. All right.
The bye week is done.
The bye week is done. I hate bye weeks. I mean, they're just, you know, I love football. I can't believe where we are. What are we enter.
We're heading into week 15.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, bro. Christmas is in 16 days.
I know. It's coming.
I've bought no gifts too.
I'm behind the eight ball, but I'm gonna recover.
I bought nothing. I got nothing. I got like nothing in my brain.
Right.
I mean, I know a lot of stuff I want.
Sure. Oh, but of course.
I don't know what to give.
Yeah.
I told my wife and daughters I don't want anything for Christmas.
Oh no,
Grinch.
It actually pisses me off because buying gifts for other people is butt hard.
So hard.
And it's butt easy for me. Golf balls.
Yeah. Perfect gift.
Well, I'm telling you, all the rage in my world is these heated vests that guys have now that play golf.
Right.
And Valdez, I sent him a link that my buddy got. He literally snap bought it, immediately loves it. My other buddy loves it. Everybody's got heated vests.
Do you plug them in to like charge them?
Yeah, it has a battery pack.
Oh, yeah, a battery pack in.
Got it.
And it just, you know, makes it amazing. Mm. But I did experience, just side note, I couldn't get my tee into a couple tee boxes, and my buddy Mel didn't have his drill.
Okay. Mm. Could you bring a mini hammer? Would that work?
I mean, I suppose it would work. You might break your tee, but... But that's why Mel has
broken teeth.
He has a drill. He has a drill for that.
Sure.
So now I understand this old winter golf.
Got it.
You know what it is? It's like
it's the only instance where you would really own a drill is to drill holes in the ground for tees.
Not hanging drywall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very true. All right. So hold on. Let's try to stay locked in here. A lot going on. Okay, the Rams. This kind of caught my attention. Our buddy Ivan Lambert wrote this for Commanders Wire. Watch out. Rams are now pushing the Commanders.
Yeah.
If you thought the Commanders were pretty much a certainty to make the playoffs, hold on. Take notice of the Rams. Sure, the Commanders are 8-5 and still alone in the seventh and final seed, but the Rams are charging. And they go through the breakdown here. This is in another article. Where is this from? I want to make sure I give everybody their shine. This is from Pro Football Network. But, you know, others can do this. Basically, the Eagles have this pretty much locked up, right? They're a 96.2% chance to win the NFC East.
Right.
99.9% to make the playoffs, all right? So they're running away with it. The Commanders are now down to 3.8% chance to win the NFC East, so that ain't happening. And actually, I find this somewhat low. Only 61% chance to make the playoffs.
By the way, the Eagles already clinched a playoff spot. You said
this
99.
Must have been as of
before the they're already clinched a spot.
This was published probably December 8th at 11:40. I don't know why. Maybe over something happened.
They've clinched a playoff spot.
Okay. So they're in. I mean, they were going either way. The Commanders, at least as of yesterday at 11:40 p.m., mm-hmm. were 61% chance to make the playoffs,
ooh.
Which I think is kind of low. Now, as Cakes mentioned, it looks like Carr broke his wrists. I think Tom Pelissero maybe is reporting that they haven't said it officially, but kind of the word is, they think fractured wrist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that means some other donk.
Jay Kaner.
Yeah, and Spencer possibly. Rattler. One of those guys.
The current Commanders playoff probability, according to NFL.com, is 80%.
Wow.
I have them at 80%.
I don't know where everybody gets different.
Seahawks at 65%, Bucks 71%, Vikings over 99%.
I mean, I would take that from the NFL.com over this, but I mean, literally, this article was written yesterday. But
the Rams, with that win, now, the Rams are a totally different team when they have both their receivers healthy, which they've had for the last couple weeks, three weeks. But the Rams have four games left. Three of those are in the division. They play at San Francisco next week.
It's a massive game.
And they still have to play Arizona and San Francisco, mm-hmm. I believe at home. They have to play the Jets somewhere sprinkled in there too. But they've got three out of four in the division, so they're certainly going for the division. They're one game back of the Seahawks. But, yeah, the Rams are interesting because when they're healthy, they're pretty legit.
Well, as you mentioned, they have the Rams. They have three six-loss teams chasing them. The Rams, the Cardinals, and the Bucks. The Commanders would lose, obviously, a head-to-head tiebreaker with the Bucks.
Right.
But then we would win it over the Cardinals. Our 5-3 conference record is good. So we've got the Saints this week and a backup quarterback. I mean, come on. Gotta take advantage of that.
Have to beat the Saints.
Gotta take advantage of that. And listen, let's just be a realist. I mean, you can be a homer and pick the Skins, but be a realist and assume you'll lose to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a great team.
Even though the Eagles almost lost to the Panthers.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe they'll be vulnerable.
But that is a division game.
Anything can happen. Yeah. But if you put a gun to my head and you said, who's going to win that game? I would say, well, my life's on it. I'm going to pick the Eagles.
Yeah.
And then just out of stubbornness, I'm just going to pick us against the Falcons and the Cowboys.
Well, the Falcons they've lost four consecutive games.
They're in free fall.
And in those games, we've already talked about it, Cousins has 8 picks and 0 touchdowns. They're a completely different team now than they were to start the year. They are bad. But again, it's week to week. Who knows? I mean, it's still going to be a big game, but they have to beat the Saints with a backup quarterback. Coming off a bye, have mm-hmm. to win that game. Don't you think? Got to beat them.
I think so, and of course
the Saints were, even when Carr was in the game yesterday, they were bad offensively.
Right.
I mean, they should have been able to muster more than 14 points against a bad Giants team.
Drew Lock had 28 incompletions.
he's such a bad NFL quarterback.
28.
Oof.
So, I mean, you got to beat the Saints, even though it's on the road, but coming off a bye, you're much better roster. Got to beat them.
So I do.
But there's some other teams that are certainly in the mix.
I do think that all signs are pointing to Lattimore to return mm-hmm. against his team, the dreaded revenge game.
Your favorite narrative of all time.
It's just so stupid. Marshawn Lattimore, what do you think, Cakes? Will it have impact?
I mean, it better for all the draft capital you parted with to bring him in to be your top corner, not only for this season. He's not even a rental. He has years remaining on his deal.
Mm-hmm.
He should provide an instant impact.
I mean,
he doesn't make you worse. He makes you better.
Well, the only way it would be worse is if it screwed up communication, that kind of thing.
But he's been around
a while. Long enough.
He's been, and he's been in Ashburn for, 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
So I think the communication will be fine.
Yeah, they'll have that figured out. And it's just a terminology thing mm-hmm. from what I understand. And
I don't even know what wideout he's going to cover. Like, it's hard to keep up with who's even playing for the Saints at wideout. Like
Scantling.
Valdez Scantling is there. I know Chris Olave can come off the IR in week 15, whether he will or not.
Don't know.
It's yet to be seen because he's dealing with concussion issues. So I don't know who he's going to cover, but hopefully he's out there playing next Sunday.
Here's a rumor, Cakes, that...
I love rumors.
This is a rumor, so, but this is from yesterday. It's kind of annoying, though. But it may, if this happens, I think I'll be pissed. Matt Holder from the Bleacher Report, and this is again from Ivan Lambert.
Yep. What's the rumor? What's the scuttle?
He says the Eagles will sign a pass-rushing defensive end, and he believes Dante Fowler Jr. will be a huge target they aggressively pursue.
Did he only ink a one-year deal here?
Sounds like it.
I think he did.
I think so. He's got 8.5 sacks. He's only 30. Now he'll turn 31 in August.
He's having a great year.
He's got 19 solo tackles, 11 assists, 11 tackles for loss, 10 quarterback hits. He, of course, leads the team in sacks and tackles for loss. I believe this is correct. I don't believe Chase Young in his career has ever had 8.5 sacks.
I think he topped out seven. His rookie year, was it about six and a half or seven?
I think seven kind of sounds familiar. I can go look at his numbers.
Friggin' dud.
I think he had one tackle yesterday.
Friggin' dud. I get it. It just angers me.
Number two overall pick.
Yeah. What a friggin' dud.
Wow.
It's been so underwhelming. Bad.
So, I don't know. I feel weird about this because I don't want to lose that guy.
Well, what a bargain. 1 year, $3.25 million in cash.
Now,
and he's going to get
and he's playing for a
sacks.
Contract.
Yeah.
He's playing
they
for a
are,
contract.
So, I mean, could they sign him to a 3-year deal, 2 years guaranteed, third year? Like, I'm thinking, and it'd still be kind of responsible.
I mean, they could.
I mean, they got like 100 plus million.
I mean, it's hard to find double digit sack guys in the NFL. And that's what you have.
And weirdly, these elite sack guys. They can play well into the 30s.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's just so keen to get rid of their running backs at like 27, 28. Mm-hmm. Like, stud DNs can play till 34, 35. Easy.
Yep. He's only 30 at this
point.
And
he plays a lot younger than 30.
You think?
I think he does.
He doesn't look, yeah. He looks.
No, he just looks
spry.
he looks like he's, you know, second or third year player, but he's having a really good
year. Now, what would you do with Bobby? Did Bobby Wagner also sign a 1 year deal? Was it like one year, $6 million?
Pretty sure he's a $1 million.
What would you do with
guy
Bobby? Because Drabby is right. He doesn't really cover a lot of ground. Like, he's not going to get you laterally, but he's such a.
He still makes plays, though.
He still makes plays.
And he's still out there. He's a great leader. It's great in the locker room.
1 year, $6.5 million for him.
I might bring him back for another year.
Sure.
Depends on what your options are.
Give him a slight raise. If you love him, just at least for the culture he brings.
The culture.
He slipped play-wise.
But he also, I mean, he definitely, like, in a straight line, is fine. He just, you know, just can't cover a lot of ground. I mean, he knocks the hell out of, like running backs to try to block him. They can't do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
He just destroys him.
He's valuable. Man, it's just such a big game on Sunday. Even though it's the Saints who only have 5 wins and they're starting a backup quarterback, it's just such a big game from a commander standpoint, of course.
Right.
Especially with what's going on in the NFC West. The Falcons, I think the Falcons might be dead.
They're looking pretty dead.
Unless they make a quarterback change.
I'm assuming Manny Forbes did not suit up for the Rams. Was he an inactive?
I'd have to look at the...
I'm assuming, right?
I'd have to look at the box score.
Right. Because they didn't sign him... to the practice squad, right? Didn't they claim him and sign him to their regular roster? So that means
I thought they did.
That means he either suited up or he was inactive.
I can look at the Rams.
He was inactive.
Yeah.
Man, it is jarring watching him backpedal on those stilts that he calls legs.
I'm telling you, man.
It is scary.
And I can't believe we were so excited. But I guess you know what? You look at the numbers and you said he ran a 4.35 at the combine, or that's what he ran at wherever the hell. Where do you play again? Mississippi State?
Mississippi State.
Yeah.
I guess when you see that speed and you see the interceptions, I guess it makes sense.
Hey, you never have to worry about him ever again. He's out of your life.
I know he is. Yeah. I kind of root for him because everyone's pooping on him, including me. So it does make me actually. I know Valdez finds this strange. I actually kind of root for the kid.
Goof on him and then root for him when he's wearing a different uniform.
I know everyone's dumping all over the Falcons right now, but they're far from dead. I mean, with the Raiders, Giants, and Panthers still at 3 out of their last 4 games.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think it's an easy out per se.
And then they got the Commanders. No, I mean, they have the Raiders and Giants. You think they could win those two? Then they win 2 in a row going at Washington. They're not giving up.
They still have a pulse.
They could. They're just playing so bad right now, Drabby, that I don't care who they play.
Yeah. Look, they've had some bad games, but they've
They could easily go out to the Raiders and lose that game the way Cousins is playing.
Yeah, but Raiders are so bad, dude.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, they're a bad team, too. But the Falcons, he hasn't thrown a touchdown in 4 weeks.
I know. He sucks right now.
You know what? Do theory.
That's what I thought this week.
Okay. Well, you were off a week.
All right. Well, he better play. If he starts.
The do theory is going to come through.
Do theory is very convenient just to plug in wherever.
For a player of his caliber, do theory is going to come through.
But you're right. I mean, they got to play a backup quarterback, probably a third string quarterback in next week. And then they're going to play a backup quarterback with another third string quarterback. And then the Commanders. But the Commanders game will be big for them.
What was I going to say? On our parlay, Travis Kelce, I saw, had 5 catches, 6 targets, Zeppy touchdowns. Am I the one that doomed us, or did we have a bunch of whiffs on that?
No, I had Pollard. I think he had a touchdown called back.
Pollard did not score.
Everybody may have whiffed.
Yeah.
I know. I had Grendo.
Oh, Grendo is there.
We went 1 for 5.
Yeah,
or whatever.
It wasn't a great week.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's unbelievable.
It's pretty gross, actually.
Remember when you were saying how easy these are to hit?
Yeah. We hit 2 of them.
We hit 2 early. We got some extra swagger and bravado. Now, you know what? Been humbled.
What did Mar pick for you guys again?
I had Garrett Wilson, 7 catches, 114. I mean, we bottomed out all on the next week.
You're over it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. All right.
Put it in the rear view.
Here's what we found out. Mike Mar is not special.
He thought he was.
He's not elite.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple eggs in a row.
Yeah, we thought he was.
All right.
Had a fleeting glimpse.
Hang in there, brother.
Fleeting glimpse of greatness. Now it's just gone.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into EB's wild weekend. What happened in the world of Eric Bickle this past weekend?
There's a lot.
We'll fill you in on that next here on The Fan.